Mark's remarks. I'd like to welcome everyone. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. As we're currently in unprecedented times, can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the guidelines as regards to the conduct of the meeting? Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using an instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for councillors considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on the item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I'd remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters: Q for a question, P to propose, S to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. In the event that two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first would be taken as proposer, and the person who proposed second would be recorded as the seconder. Okay, so I'm going to ask Sarah for any apologies.
So the Chief Executive Marie Ward is an apology for today's meeting, and Councillor O'Hare will join us probably about 4:15. So she isn't an apology, she just has intimated that she'll be into the meeting late.
Okay, thank you, Josephine. Okay, members, second item is the declarations of interest. So anybody, any declarations of interest at this juncture? Okay, members, nothing has been shown on my end, so we'll move forward. Item number 3 is in relation to Kilbrony pitches. This item is deemed to be restricted under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information related to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. So I'm seeking a proposer and seconder, members, to go into closed business, please. Okay, with Councillor Devlin as proposed and Councillor Brennan, thank you very much, seconded. I'm going to wait till Sarah gives me the go-ahead. We're out of closed business, isn't that right, Sarah? And you're going to let me know when to move forward?
Good to go, Rona.
Good to go. Thank you, Sarah. So therefore, members, it has been... Oh, here. I'm going to have to find the correct sheet now. It's on empty papers. Yeah.
Rona, do you want me to read it out for you?
That would be great, Josephine. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so the recommendation is that there are no further independent services engaged in the complaint in relation to Kilbrony pitches at this juncture. This recommendation, therefore, supersedes the recommendation for the draft minutes of the Audit Committee held on the 1st of February 2024.
And therefore, just to complete out, it was proposed by Councillor Hanlon and seconded by Councillor Sharvin to approve those recommendations. Sarah, I take it I have that correct?
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Okay, thank you. Okay, members, I think that it brings us to the end of the meeting, and I just want to say again, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you in the not-too-distant future, and thank you to all the officers and Christine and Cathy and et cetera. So thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.